Love and marriage, love and marriage, love and marriage, love and marriage.
Yo, 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 what up? Welcome to another episode of Love and Marriage. This is episode one. Because the first one was zero.
Zero.
Yeah, I'm on Poe, and this is
Kim Lashay. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
L-A-S-H-A. And it has an apostrophe there for the accent. Because people call me Kim Lasha. That's not the name. It's Kim Lashay.
I heard people call you Juicy, too.
Oh, you call me Juicy.
You call yourself Juicy. Why do you call me Juicy? Because you said last week you sound like Juicy from the PJs. So you've been calling yourself Juicy.
Yeah, man.
Then you know what else I call you Juicy for? Ow. And what y'all be saying? Ow.
Anyways. Y'all remember Juicy from the PJs? They need to bring that back. I was actually going to write a letter to Adult Swim. Since they have all those different types of animations and stuff that they need to put the PJs back on. But, you know, I guess it's too black. I don't know. Somebody needs to create something like that again, though. It was a really good show. You can find all the episodes on YouTube. Shout out to YouTube for always, for whoever posts those videos up, they represent us. So it's cool watching those episodes and all. I think all the seasons are on there. They're long too, but yeah, the PJs.
Yeah, shout out.
Really funny show.
Say shout out to the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see how many. Let me check now. See how many listeners we had last episode.
Tuning in. That's what's up.
Yeah. Oh, I got 26 people listening to my song, though, too.
You got to tell them about that. What happened?
We got 56 plays on that last episode, so humble beginnings, but hey,
yeah, we
appreciate you, 56, yeah. Where we all at?
56.
That's a church right there. I had 56 people in the church we be on. Well, so I guess let them know what we're trying to do with Love and Marriage. What is that about?
Well, Love and Marriage. Well, you know, everybody has different styles, or their marriage. Everybody's marriage is different, but we just want to talk about our marriage and our love, and you know how we get down and what we do.
Mm. Well, how long we be married? We just been married like 2 days.
And I know that's what it seemed like, but that's a good thing. I like when things it's renewed. It just renewed. Every day is different, so. Some days are the same, but after like the second day, then it's different again. But I think that involves like forgiveness and stuff like that.
All right, so
making it work.
So what are we talking about this episode? What's going on?
Well, first of all, we did get some fan mail.
Oh, well, so we got a let me check the fan mail. We got a little noise. They're supposed to be laughing.
I know.
Yeah, pops in the fan mail.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah, we gotta get on to the producer of the show. Hey, get on your job, producer, because you keep playing. Let me tell you what's gonna happen to this producer. Yeah.
Oh.
We're like, what? It's a gun. We're gonna shoot him. We're gonna fire producer of the show. So get your job right, producer. Nah. You're
talking about fighting people, popping people. Alright, so let's see.
So it's the fan mail first?
Yeah, let me open up the first letter.
Oh, we got real fan mail, not emails. We got real fan mail. We ain't even put no address out.
Somebody handed this to me.
Alright.
Alright, so I don't know, they talking kind of crazy. Alright, so this is a great question. Who's always trying to play matchmaker out of you and I?
But who asked the question?
I don't know. We don't keep these people anonymous.
Who's trying to play matchmaker?
Yeah, I think it's you.
I don't be trying to play matchmaker.
Yeah, because you.
I worry about me.
You say that, but you full of love, so you be trying to like, get somebody. Come on.
I did that one time and it didn't work, so I'm done with that. Because people like who they like anyway, so then if you hook them up, they always gonna use you as a little fallback, like they can complain to you. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Damn. But then why'd you want to match that person up, then, I mean, what makes you want to do that anyway? Like, you just feel sorry for the person, or you want to see them happy? What?
Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, if they saying they were looking for somebody and I see somebody that I think that match up, then yeah.
I don't necessarily like to play matchmaker, but I am an advocate for love or just somebody dating somebody. You know, like, you should, I try to, like, motivate them, like, you know, that's cool right there, he's cool, check him out, check her out.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So, I hope that answers your question. It's mostly him, though, because I don't let him fool you. He be trying to match people up. Do we eat off each other's plates?
You eat off my plate.
You eat off my plate?
Yeah, what are we going to eat today?
Ooh.
What are we going to eat today?
I do be doing that, but you do that too. Oh, really proud.
Yeah, you know
really
what proud. It is. We're doing a live podcast from Oceanside to Northside, California.
Oh, man.
Which is by the side of the ocean, the Pacific, to be Pacific. Yeah. Bars. Woo. Get some love for these bars, though. I like those bars. Because those bars are hot. I know, there's some bars right there. We're in the Pacific to be Pacific.
Ooh.
Ooh, I know.
You still haven't told them about your, that song you came out with.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them
they
why.
Should, if they're on Anchor, and this is on Anchor, so they should have heard that song before this episode right here. So they already know it's heat. We got DJ Perry about to jump on the remix, though. So we about to, for the 99-2000, it's about to be real hot. So DJ Perry about to get on it. He getting on a remix, so yeah.
What inspired you to make this song?
The Greats. Jill Avert. Who else? Jill Avert mostly.
Why Jill Avert?
Then Jacquez.
Jacquez. So you are also the king of R&B?
Trying to be. Then who else? And Nipsey, and that's it.
But you ain't.
So there's a little bit of all that mixed up. But the way I'm coming, I'm not really a singer. I'm a rapper that sings. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a little different. You know what I'm saying? I ain't like these singers. I'm a rapper that sings. You know what I'm saying? So I'm taking a whole new approach. I know that shit sound funny. That's what these, when I interview people, they say dumb shit like that. I be like, man, they think they be like so original with this shit too. I be like, man, we got shit y'all know.
Speaking of that, how was the, y'all know we went to the
West Coast Podcast Expo.
Yeah, how was that? How'd you like it?
At the Music Box, same place Nips performed, so I had the ghost of Nip in there with me.
It was a beautiful venue. Shout out to them, West Coast TV. West Coast Radio.
It was good. Yeah. Only thing, I mean, it was just the, when we was there, like I said, the audio didn't come out like it should, but we got video of it, and we're going to be putting that out. But yeah, the audio could have came out a little better, but it didn't, so got to roll with the punches, and you got to adjust, so we just trying to figure out, that's like on all my shows, once I figure out the audio, especially I think it's like with me and DJ Perry, we're like, I'm in California, here in New York, so I got to figure out this sound thing, so, and then next time, I guess I'll bring like a sound guy with me to make sure, but I don't know, I think we were just too close to those speakers, but yeah, it was cool, it was better, I mean, it was better than my expectations.
Yeah, me too.
That was cool.
That was my first time ever going to an expo for a podcast, of course. Yeah. Even though it was the second annual that they were shooting for, or that they were doing.
Yeah, I think I liked our booth, and I liked who I interviewed, and I liked the drinks.
Yeah. Yes, you like the drinks.
It was like Mike Epps on that comedy thing. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's some stars out here tonight. But I was like, shit.
Yeah, he was. I'm like, come on, man. That's what you gotta deal
it's
with.
There's some stars out here tonight.
Thank God for confidence, but niggas be acting a fool when they drinking.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't drink.
Yeah. The rule was, try not to knock nothing over. He was knocking everything over.
Oh.
Yeah.
The time, man. Like I said, I'm a, see, she like all these little Kanye's and Frank Ocean's, but then when she with one, she can't have it. I'm like, I'm a real artist, so I do what I do.
What are you talking
about? That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna let y'all know about me. this between me and all these other podcasters y'all listen to, I do what I do like I'm doing it for TV. I don't do like I do like I'm doing it for TV. But nah, I don't know. I just shit. I like to have fun. So
that's fine. I like that. It was fun. I let's enjoyed myself.
Let's go tonight. Yeah, I like to. I get loose, man. You gotta like. You don't know me, know me. I got stories though. People like, man, Chris is fool.
That's okay.
Fool. What they say in the South? I'm a fool.
Yeah, when I first met him. Now, let me tell y'all. When I first met him, let me see. It wasn't our first day. He took me out like on 3 days in one day for like 2 weeks straight. That was cool. But our second week on the third date before we actually like got together, he almost fell in the bushes, y'all, at BJ's. Yeah, we went to BJ's.
Oh yeah, I did.
And that's when I knew.
Hey,
if I didn't catch you,
you called me.
I caught you. I did catch you. I remember it was some bushes with some white flowers on it, and I was like, "Come on, let's go." And it was like, you hit that corner right there. You almost fell down.
And then the little dudes on my car, I felt like a little hood hero. Oh, man. Little dudes, little homies, they was doing this. Let me tell you what the little homies was doing. They was like this.
Ooh.
Taking pictures of the kid. They see me shouting, nah, I'm just playing with y'all. But yeah, everything is good. But yeah, shout out to the West Coast Podcast Expo. We had a good time. Nutty Dude. I want to say, West Coast Radio TV?
I think West Coast Radio TV.
Yeah, check them out. It's the homies. Yeah, we had a good time. So, what's the next question?
Okay, this is a really good question. And I don't take offense. I mean, I'm not tripping about it. They said, do you ever miss your alone time?
Yes. I said, you owe me too much. Let me get my own time, man.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that shit. I told you I don't like that shit.
What? I don't mind that. It's just some days.
I like my alone time.
You be in your room all day.
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, my mom gave me great advice a long time ago before I even thought about getting married. She shared something with me about her and my dad. And my dad was like me, like, where you at? Where you going? What you doing?
Bugaboo.
Not no bugaboo.
Well, it sounds like
she always say like, it's all right. If you in the room, he in the room, y'all doing y'all thing, that's fine. So it coached me now that I'm married. Like, that's fine. But some days I'll be missing you. Even though you in the same house, like, we go to work. We don't see each other.
You be alright, you tough, right?
I am, but still.
You're a strong black woman, right?
All the day, all mm-hmm. day.
You good, shit.
Yeah, but you know, I was single for a long time, so it's cool to have somebody by my side.
I don't gotta be by your side 24/7 though.
Not 24/7, because I do like my alone time, like when I go to my sisters. What's up, Kiera and Amber? Hi. Yeah.
Ew.
Don't do that.
Ew.
Whatever. Shout out to the Randolphs though. Olajuwon and Amber Randolph, they're the cool couple to me. They're cool. Shout out to Baby and Maya, the sports junkies. Shout out to Kiera, Kiki. Shout out to y'all.
I hope they pay for advertisements.
What?
Shit.
I can say what's up to my friends.
This ain't no, this a business. Yeah. No friend, nah. So what's next? What's going on?
What's going on now? You hear about that submission, about Fantana talking about submission, and everybody on the internet talking about submission.
What about submission?
Like, they're saying, should a woman submit to her man, or how she should submit to her husband, I should say.
Ice Cube Ben came out with Bow Down. That was how long ago was Bow Down?
Oh, man.
You should already know.
He's married. He's been married to his wife for a very long time.
But he probably married because she probably playing her role and she ain't trying to be Ice Cube shit.
Yeah, that's true.
They have two Ice Cubes.
But who's trying to be Ice Cube here? Nobody.
Ain't talking about you.
I know, but still.
Just saying.
How you feel about that, though?
Somebody got to submit. Can't be two alphas. Somebody got to be a beta. Even with you had Jordan and Pippen. Pippen is good too, but Pippen had to be the beta. Like some Shaq and Kobe. That's why Shaq and Kobe didn't work, because you had two alphas. So two alphas never worked.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, love and marriage, love and marriage.
Yeah, but I just feel you, yeah, submission, yeah, if it's two people, somebody has to submit. Like, you can't, even if it's two alphas, somebody has to submit. So that's why it's like a relationship. Basically, somebody has to be the bottom. So, yeah, she's not really saying nothing that I didn't listen to it, but I don't need to listen to Fantasia about no submission.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. But you, like, I just know, because you've been married before, but me and my single life, it was a lot of people in my age who really did not care about marriage, and submission was something that always came up. So I'm like, man, what's wrong with people wanting to serve? I think submission is a type of service in a sense where you know, like you say, be the beta, but nobody should think like that. It's just you honor yourself, you honor your husband, you honor your wife. I mean,
even like now, like basketball about to start, so you got the Lakers. Mm-hmm. You have LeBron James, but LeBron James has Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is basically like the future. Like, LeBron James is probably now, but Anthony Davis is the future.
That's what they say.
So he knows LeBron has to be like beta. Like, he had, even Magic back in the day, Magic was good because Magic was like, okay, I'm not going to put myself first. Mm-hmm. I'm going to worry about the team and make everybody else better, which made them better. So even LeBron knows, like, okay, I ain't going to be the one out there trying to score all the points. I'm going to let a young dude get it, let him get his thing, and I'm just going to make it. So sometimes, like I said, that the beta is actually sometimes the best person in the relationship, because they're the ones that are making it work for the whole family. So
the teammate.
Yeah.
Yeah, the team player.
I think Pippen was, like, Jordan didn't win no championships till Pippen came along, so that lets you know a lot about Pippen. Like you said, he won three more and Rodman came along, so it's like you mm-hmm. need those, like I said, whatever role you ain't playing, you need kind of like the other person to help with that role. So, shout out to Fantasia.
If you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Go ahead and free yourself.
Oh, man.
Beautiful.
I got another question. Somebody asked, this is not really important to me, but are public displays of affection really necessary?
I don't be on that shit.
You a lie.
Who?
You a lie.
I'm a lie how?
You be on. What? You like that. You like PDA. Jeez. It ain't no, well, not like always kissing on me, but when you get in the zone, you be in the zone. Ain't nobody else in the room.
Mm-hmm. When I'm drunk.
Oh, man.
When I'm drunk and I'm high.
But is it necessary? I don't think it's necessary.
Like, I don't even like holding hands, all that shit. I don't like that shit. But some people love that shit, man.
It's kind of like how people like putting their business on Instagram all day. I don't know. It's like, to me, it ain't necessary. It ain't necessary. It's nice here and there, but that ain't my love language.
But I do like having. So, do you like having sex in public?
Have we ever tried that?
Not yet.
Well, tell then, yes, then, in advance. Yes, in advance. Hey. You don't know. Look, we got a long ways to go, brother man. Whatever. We got a long ways to go. He ain't ready anyway.
Let me listen to the producer. Got something for us. Until next time, Unsolved Mysteries.
Unsolved Mysteries. Stupid. Nah, you my husband. Do what it do. It don't matter. Yeah.
So what else? What else we got today? Today's episode of Love and Marriage.
Well, it's just a cool little episode today. We wasn't as hype as we was the first well, we were, but, you know. Oh, that's one thing, too. People were like, oh, why you joking on each other, ranking on each other? I think that's fun. I think you should have some kind of sense of humor.
Who joking and ranking?
Because you try to say I ran out the door with my drawers in my hand. When you know that was you.
Somebody asked you that for real?
Yeah. Who? I ain't no names. But still, come on, man. It's okay to laugh. That's what I'm saying. That was really bad. Shout out to Kiera because she always talked about Martin. We was watching that all the time and he's funny forever. Shout out to my best friends. But yeah.
Shout out to this Cali Creamy Vanilla Cream Ale. It says tasting notes, vanilla bean, cool and crisp, smooth finish, ale with natural flavors added, and it's 5%. So
that's who we sponsored by?
Mother Earth Brewing Company, yeah. Just that real, like, I don't know. Some of y'all, it's levels to this beer shit, though. Because a lot of y'all be on that Bud, Ice, Mickey, so.
What if that's all they can afford,
levels,
though?
Don't say it's levels.
What if that's all their stomach can handle and they drink,
I'm
you know?
I'm saying it's levels, so, hey.
So what level you on, then?
I'm up there.
What's up there?
I just named the beer I was drinking. A lot of people ain't gonna know that beer. They know about Bud, Ice, Miller.
But we live in a place where that's, it's like, levels.
I
country.
I live here. They live in Whiteyville. Shit.
Oh.
It's like Whiteyville, especially Carlsbad. But yeah, it costs to be a boss. It's levels. It's levels to everything.
Would you make your own beer?
Nah, I told you I got a homie that makes beers.
But would you make your own beer?
Nah. I'm a boss. I just tell them what kind of beer I want to get.
Bosses make their own beer too.
Yeah, the boss just tell them they go to whoever makes the beer.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking like that. Would you make your own beer?
Yeah. Huh. But I mean, shit. It's too many beers. I mean, I'm not on. It's too many beers out now. Right now, it'd be. It's too many beers. I'm still not. I didn't try all the beers yet. So.
Oh, so you ain't on the level you say you on.
Thank y'all.
It smells good.
What else you got going on?
Shout out to Almond Breeze Chocolate Milk all day. The baby loves it.
Yeah. What's that spray you be using all the time? Shout out that spray.
Shout out the spray for your ass, niggas. They ain't got nothing to do with me.
Show,
whatever. Oh, yeah. My bad. My bad.
My ass. What you talking about?
Yeah, you bitch. I ain't even going to go there. Hey, no, whatever.
She ranking on me. So, what are you?
I ain't going to put you out there like that.
I'm in.
I saw mystery on your ass.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's that. That's what that spray for. So you guys can connect that. Whatever.
You wanted to be farted.
Oh, so here we go. Here we go.
She farted on the baby. Oh,
really?
She farted in Walmart like all day.
Really?
She was blaming on the baby. Could you? Oh, I'm lying. Yeah. Sorry about that.
I'm human. Shout out to all the humans out there that ain't gonna front.
What y'all think about farting in public?
Sometimes you have to. Just as long as nobody's inside of the aisle.
About it is. So we bought some air freshener. She gonna sit there and fart while we in the store, and she gonna use the air freshener we just bought. I'm like,
courtesy, etiquette. That's come on. I ain't gonna be like you and ha. Oh, yeah. We be like wooing and high and everything when he pass his gas.
I don't pass gas. I pooped. Yeah, so
sound like a choo choo train. Ooh, don't. one time he passed some gas. No, the first time I met him, that's how I knew. I said, man, he got a spicy ass booty. One time we was asleep, he passed some gas. I swear to you, the damn blanket lifted up, spun around, and came back down like a feather. Stanky, funky. Okay, so I don't know what you're talking about.
That don't even sound believable.
It is believable. Trust me. There was one time the blinds opened themselves because they knew. We got Mr. Nelson. No, if Nelson can talk, the things he'll say, kid. Shout out to the wood. But anyway, Nelson.
You got to talk about. You ain't talking about that. Nobody believe that. She's trying to.
Whatever.
What else? Is that it for this week or we got more?
Sorry, I'm choking. Nah, we good.
And they're lying.
No.
I haven't said to the truth.
Yeah, the truth. Mm-hmm. Nah, it is the truth.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm just choking. But yeah. Anyway, no more embarrassing stories. We gotta cut that out.
For what? Ain't no really having bad. I'm pretty sure y'all got embarrassing stories out there too. What did we say that was embarrassing?
How the blanket went up and floated back down.
Whatever. I don't care about that shit.
It was cold that night.
That's not true either.
Spicy. Anyway, thanks y'all for tuning in today. Joking. That's it, man. No more. So tune in next time. Yeah.
That's it. me out, y'all. She said she's choking. She about to be choking.
Love and marriage. Love and marriage. Love and marriage.
Love and marriage. Pregnancy. So y'all know she wasn't telling the truth, y'all.
Pregnancy, guys.
Pregnancy lies.